So you've got a business, but what about a brand? The difference? More of you. Wix gives you the freedom to create your website, own your brand, and do it on your own, exactly how you envisioned it. Experience limitless customization. Boost your creativity and efficiency with AI tools for every part of your business journey. Scale up with built-in SEO, e-com, and scheduling features. Put more of you in your business. Go to Wix.com and do it all yourself.
Welcome to StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome everybody to this month in German startups, June 2020 edition. Today we are going to talk about German startups in the process of producing vaccines for COVID-19, the potential accounting fraud at Wirecard, startups in Frankfurt, Munich, Cologne and Berlin, and the 110th birthday of Konrad Zuse, the inventor of modern day computer. Welcome to this month in German startups by StartupRate.io in a transatlantic news recording with Chris from New York. Hey Chris, how you doing?
I am doing great. Yeah, it's true. There was honking. There were sirens already. I can't promise anything. We'll see. There's a real weird thing going on these days with a lot of fireworks. So people privately do fireworks every night. And I think for 3 weeks now, it's going on every night. And it's really going on everyone's nerves. And I hope that after July 4th, this will there will be less fireworks. Anyway, looking at Germany and the startups.
First and foremost, Germany has summer. You see here, short sleeves, which Christian also has. We are right now at 81 degrees Fahrenheit, which is, I have to look it up again. 27 degrees Celsius. Yeah, right. Too many tabs open here in my browser. Thank you, Chris. Let's get down to business. If you are new to our podcasts, we are wrapping up the startup news of the German-speaking area in a monthly recording from Frankfurt and New York. You can reach out to us with our audience survey or just say hello. You can reach the hosts. And remember to like and subscribe here on YouTube or wherever you are listening to this audio podcast or watching it. With a bit of luck, you will be the 210,000 subscriber to our audio podcasts. We are now on Patreon. If you like what we are doing, consider to support us. Our enabler. This recording was made possible by Hessen Trade and Invest. Learn more about our enabler here at invest-in-hessen.com. We are running a podcast together with them called Tech Startups Germany by StartupRate.io. You can find the options here to subscribe. And time to brag. This one I give to Chris in New York.
It is now official that we have again passed several milestones, which we are very happy and thankful about. We've reached more than 200,000 subscribers for our podcasts alone. So 206,014 as of today. And subscribers for us is people who return at least once in 7 days to our RSS feed over 90 days. We have now managed to be in podcast charts for more than 1,000 days on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and Chartable, 1,026 days so far. And we now scored with the People's Republic of China, Croatia, and Singapore, and three more countries. And we made it into their respective podcast charts in an overall of 33 countries, which is a mystery. And we're also very thankful for that. A steady member of Chartables.com's science and tech podcast charts for the US, as well as globally. And again, we have several interviews and blog posts lined up for you. We also have on July 1st, the first live stream after Corona. And that's it about us. And let's look into what actually happened in German startup scene, which is still all very much heavily influenced by COVID-19.
Yes, exactly. That was a great handover. Coronavirus, COVID-19. There's a survey. 80% of Berlin-based startups see their very existence threatened by the coronavirus. In other news, CureVac is the first German biotech to receive a direct investment from the German government, an astonishing 300 million euros. The reason behind is the Trump administration. You can learn more in our blog post how this unfolded. And of course, I have to ask Chris how this was seen or read in the US news.
Well, I mean, actually, the story then that now the Germans actually bought a share, and I think the share leads to like 21 or 23% or something. So it's not a share with veto powers. But yeah, there was this wild thing that actually Trump wanted to have a say in the company, but then the company didn't. I mean, I think still with all these companies, you have to be cautiously optimistic because, or very cautiously optimistic because there are now so many in the field trying to come up with vaccines. It will obviously be very profitable for whoever makes it. But yeah, CureVac is now the one that Germany bets on. There are others in other German countries, and even Europe sometimes bought shares or sometimes subsidizes some of the companies. The US hopes for ones too. And yeah, and we will see how it goes. I mean, if you look here at the leading epidemiologists like Fauci, etc., they are still very much hopeful that probably the vaccine might be there early next year. So we basically made it halfway through.
That would be great. On the other hand, one has to see and say that a vaccine is only helpful as long as the virus does not mutate. But I hope that there will be a lot of companies who make a breakthrough, because that would mean very cheap vaccinations. CureVac is actually only the second company in Germany that started with trials on humans. Mindspace, Bio and Tech, we talk about them frequently, are the first company in Germany to start human trials for corona vaccination. You can read more in the link down here. Top news this month in Germany, Wirecard. Wirecard is a company processing payments. The company works as an intermediary and guarantor between buyers and sellers and takes commissions on all transactions. They have about 5,000 employees and actually replaced Commerzbank. We'll talk about them later in DAX 30, Germany's leading equity index. You can compare it to Dow Jones Industrial Average. They are also the first fintech ever to make that leap. The big problem is now that there are accounts missing which should hold 1.9 billion euros in cash. So these 1.9 billions are in their balance sheet, but they probably basically don't exist. You can read more and learn more in our special. Whew, that was a lot. Chris, you got some news from the ecosystem?
Yeah, and it's definitely, I mean, it's definitely a wild story because Germany takes such great pride in being the fintech startup country. So this will be a scandal that will be on our minds for quite some time, I think, until everyone finds out what actually happened there. We will keep you posted, I would say. Moving on to the ecosystem in Germany. So VC investments, or in that case worldwide actually, VC investments have declined by 20% worldwide due to corona crisis, says the latest report of Startup Genome. We have a link for that in our show notes. And taking a closer look at Germany, there are approximately 900 fintech startups in Germany, of which almost 35% are headquartered in Berlin. Number two is Hamburg and Frankfurt, both. Oh, they are both in second place with 10.6% each of the fintechs. Which is actually quite interesting, because probably you could say that with legacy finance, obviously, Frankfurt is the capital of Germany, but we see that it's a bit different probably in the startup world with the companies now coming up there. We also found out some study or learned about some study about ride pooling services, which in Germany are not looking that good. And Corona also does not help here, obviously. With a few exceptions, no service providers generates profits and many backers may reconsider after the crisis. So I think a piece of information that's needed to understand this here is that in Germany, the taxi driver lobby or taxi drivers license owners lobby is relatively strong. And actually, in many cities, they went to court in order to make sure that there would not be Uber or Lyft or things like that. And now we see that those companies actually struggle in Germany, leading also to higher revenue and to more money for the drivers and probably a more just work environment. So upsides and downsides here.
Let's talk a little bit about the hubs, right? First, start with Frankfurt. Commerzbank, yes, the one who got kicked out of DAX by Wirecard, we talked about before, is not really known across Germany as a big fintech investor. But this story tells how they invested in Marqeta via Commerz Ventures. They invested in a 25 million round and now own, yes, there's some guesswork involved here, approximately 3.5% of the company, now valued at astonishing 4.3 billion US dollars, which leads to their share being valued at approximately 150 million euros, which assumes they did not sell any shares in the meantime. How this happened, you can read here in the news. By the way, the article is in German only. Brighter, a software toolbox with locations in Frankfurt, Berlin, and London, raises 14 million euros. Actually, one of the founders who is based in Frankfurt is a former founder of the ride-sharing app Flink. There are the guys from Winkcopter. They got awarded as technology pioneer by the World Economic Forum. They're doing good work and they have drones which deliver pharmaceuticals, blood samples and so on and so forth for medical purposes across the world. And they're working very strongly in developing countries and they're doing a very good job. Keep up with your good job, guys. Aachen-based UZE Mobility. UZ Mobility naps 7.2 million for a responsive vehicle ad tech. And in Munich, we have a new unicorn. A German flying taxi startup joins Unicorn Club with a new funding, right? And the startup is, of course, Lilium. Sorry. Let me get back here to my news. Ah, here's my window. And last but not least, Cologne. Ford-owned spin scooters head to Europe, starting in Germany with Cologne, Essen and Dortmund. And for this a little bit strange decision, you have to know that Ford actually has a factory in Cologne and they have their German headquarters in Cologne as well. Whew, there was a lot of hub speak here. Chris, can you do some company speak for us?
Yes, looking at some specifics about some of the companies. So, for example, we had a little data breach scandal. Researchers found exposed data of millions of users of Berlin-based quiz app TV Smiles, where users can earn digital currency in exchange for engaging with branded content like quizzes, apps, and videos. Some more details are in a link in our show notes. It's a report on TechCrunch. Then Klarna, another company doing financial transaction management, partners with Raisin to open savings accounts in Germany. You can learn more about Raisin in our interview, which is also linked in the show notes. Then we have former Rocket Internet managers, who started 468 Capital, a 170 million euros deep tech venture capital fund. And there is still life in a German-speaking startup scene. Proof here, there are some venture capital investments that we learned about in the past couple of weeks. So Homeday raises 40 million euro from Axel Springer and others for a hybrid real estate brokerage service. Then there's Berlin-based Contentful, which secured 71 million euro funding to accelerate expansion. And they roped in a new chief marketing officer. 83 North, Microsoft's M12 and Next47, Power Ventures, EQT Ventures, and Atlantic Labs in all invested 26 million euro venture capital in Wandelbots, which is a startup which has a tool to code for industrial robots coming from Germany. We have Berlin-based fintech scale-up Smava, which secured 57 million euro in financing to maintain growth through the economic downturn we're all experiencing. We have in German healthcare, the startup Medwing, which won $30 million in a Series B round. And we have Swiss SME lending startup Taylor, which closed a bit of a smaller 8 million Swiss francs funding, but has plans to expand to Germany. Apart from the venture capital news, we learned that Sender, a Berlin-based logistics company, has Sender with double, with two N's here. They have acquired the French rival Everroad to create one of the largest digital platforms for road shipments in Europe. And we have an article about Vivid Money, a new German mobile banking startup, which plans to challenge fintech moguls. An article from Silicon Canals is also linked in our show notes. Now, back to you.
Thank you very much for all Americans. 8 million Swiss francs is actually, on at today's value, approximately $8.5 million US dollars. And there's happy, happy birthday to Konrad Zuse. The inventor of modern day computer would have had his 110th birthday on June 22nd this year. His greatest achievement was the world's first programmable computer, the functional program controlled Turing Complete Set 3 became operational in May 1941. His company built more than 250 computers between 1949 and 1967 in Hessen. It was sold to Siemens in 1967 due to financial troubles. Konrad Zuse died on December 18th, 1995 in Hünefeld, Hessen, near Fulda, unfortunately from heart failure. Whew. Sad story, but great man. And actually, that was our last startup news before the summer break. And I really, really hope to see you healthy and in a good mood as always. Again, in September, we're going to have the next startup news wrap up then. Right, Chris?
Sounds good to me. Let's do it. Screw it, let's do it, as Richard Branson says.
Awesome. Great. Thank you very much and have a great day. Bye-bye.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.
No offense, but your brain is a terrible place to keep your big idea. It belongs in the world, but you know that already. You have a calling, a voice that says, this is what I'm meant to do. Create the website your big idea deserves with Wix. Make it your own with top-to-bottom customization, AI to help realize your vision, and built-in business tools to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix supports every stage of the business journey, except one. Your decision to begin. Ready? Go to Wix.com.